Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This is interesting to me. I want to play something back-to-back about the election because many people know that I was still the Golden Gate Bridge guy. Many people know that, you know, certainly in 2016, I was no fan of Donald Trump. I would say in 2020, I was no fan of Donald Trump, although I did vote for him in 2020, and that's kind of where I am right now. I don't like the behavior. I don't like the nonsense. I've criticized it over the course of time. Fred heard this soundbite today from former Attorney General Bill Barr. Bill Barr has been very critical of Donald Trump, and I think that his criticisms have been on point in many ways. But he's supporting him right now in this election, and I think I can relate to it. But let me play Michael Moore first, because Michael Moore was the guy. I played this audio a lot in 2016. He called 2016 like nobody else did, except for John Lamping. John Lamping got it right, too. And there were a couple others. Chris Smith, if he's listening. Chris got me. You know, that's how I got into that wager that I never paid off on. But Michael Moore saw something happening with working class people, and he sees it again.
You're going to lose this election in part because too many people are going to stay home. They're not going to vote for Trump. They're not going to switch their vote from you to Trump. No, that is not how this is going to play out. As what happened to Hillary in Michigan, she lost by 2 votes per precinct. 2 for the whole state. 2. And that's what's going to happen to you.
Look, he's right about that.
Who's he speaking to?
He was on a podcast, and he's talking to Democrats. That's his audience is Democrats. You're going to lose this election, and here's why. And he's right. I use Wisconsin as an example. He uses Michigan. 250,000 fewer voters for Hillary Clinton, 250,000 fewer voters than Obama got in 2012. All right? That's a significant number. Those did not go to Trump. Trump only had, he loves to rip Mitt Romney. I could look at the final total. At one point, it was only about 8,000 more votes than Mitt Romney. So he didn't blow Hillary away, but a lot of people stayed home. And I think that Michael Moore has nailed this because you got a lot of apoplectic people that are confused. They're tired of it. They're exhausted by the election. There's people listening right now that want to vote for a Republican candidate, but maybe they don't like Trump. But Bill Barr put it this way.
Well, I've said all along, you know, given two bad choices, I think it's my duty to pick the person I think would do the least harm to the country. And in my mind, that's I will vote the Republican ticket.
You will.
I will support the Republican ticket. I think the real danger to the country, the real danger to democracy, as I say, is the progressive agenda. And while Trump, and I said, Trump may be playing Russian roulette, but continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's absolutely right about that. Look, this is such an easy choice. And the reason that I was worried about Trump being the nominee, and this goes back, you know, a year and a half, whatever you want to talk about what happened after the midterm elections and in the aftermath, the immediate aftermath of those elections in 2022, which, let's be honest, there was no red wave. There was a red trickle. There was a lot of people out there, including a lot of listeners to this show, because we took calls that said, you know what, I'm ready to move on here. Let's find someone like Ron DeSantis who can do the same thing that Trump can and not have the baggage. Well, Ron DeSantis failed on the national stage. So I think a lot of people, including me, have come back to say, because it was always, and this is what it's about for me, and you can believe it or not, to me, it's about the future of the country. It's literally about the future of the country. And we are going down some paths here that I'm so uncomfortable with. And I addressed some of them at the beginning of the show with the woke pronoun nonsense. But we've got to put a stop to some of this stuff. We've got to control the border. And if Trump is the choice, there's no other choice.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.